It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
We've got our friend from the community, our guest, Greg Beck from the Vietnam Veterans number 278 is in here to talk about things. First of all, it is the Marine Corps birthday.
Yes, Semper Fi.
And he is a Marine.
Yes.
So happy birthday to the organization. And thanks for
one of my favorite
thanks
days.
For your service. It's one of Anna's favorite days. I like the Air Force, but that's okay.
That's okay. Takes everybody.
It takes all of them.
I know.
That's right.
I just say that because my dad was in the Army Air Corps in World War II.
Right.
Which later became known as the Air Force.
Right.
But yeah, all branches are great. But yeah, obviously the Marines, I mean, they
are who they are.
They are who they are. They're top notch.
Yep.
But besides the birthday, we're here to talk about the big parade.
Yes, please.
The Veterans Day parade that Greg and his crew, with lots of help, is setting up for Saturday, downtown Texarkana. 11 a.m.
Right.
Is when the parade will kick off, so it's not too early. Be great. The weather's going to be perfect for it. Sunshine.
It'll be warmer,
And, Greg, you're looking for everybody, but especially, obviously, if somebody wants to be in the parade as being a participant in the parade, whether whatever vehicle they got, or if they're whatever their organization is, you've got open arms.
Right.
But what do they need to do?
They can call me at 903-556-1613.
Perfect.
We'll get them a spot.
Yeah.
If they decide, like you said, they wake up Saturday morning
last
and decide
night.
They want to be in there, come on down.
We'll put
you
at
the end of the line.
All right. And you're going to have
flexible.
You're going to have all kinds of groups and organizations.
We got bands, motorcycle groups, church groups, elementary schools, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts.
Oh, I love that.
You name it. Yeah.
Got good selection.
So it's just going to be a good old parade, you know. And parades lately.
Yes.
Lately have been hard to come by.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been hard to find. Everybody loves a parade, especially kids.
Yep.
So you got an opportunity to come down to a parade. And on the other side of it, if you're not going to be a participant in the parade, be a spectator.
Please.
Yeah, I would, you know, whether you have kids or not, come down, wave an American flag, show honor, respect the people who have served, enjoy the fun of the parade, bring those kids so they can be educated and have fun at the same time, because it's a education historical thing to talk about veterans, and you can bring the kids down, talk about military organizations and what this branch is and what that branch is, and
sense of pride starts
about your country and everything. And this year you're kind of focusing a little bit, obviously, because of the things that have gone on this year and all the strife with Afghanistan. You're focusing on the Afghanistan vets.
Right. Well, you know, Afghan is the longest war America's been involved in.
Right.
That's true.
20 years, and most of them boys done more than one tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
And then they got to come home and watch it all fall apart on TV.
Right.
Like Vietnam.
It kind of had that feel to it, didn't it?
It did.
I know from experience, that's hard.
Yeah, that had to have been tough to watch.
Put all into it, to have your friends die. Come home and watch everything.
And watch everything fall apart. It's like, you know, you get to sitting there going, well, what? Why did we do this?
What was
why
this?
Did we? Yeah, yeah.
There was a reason they done that, you know.
Right.
They kept the terrorists over there instead of having them come over here.
That's right.
Oh, I mean, we know why, but it makes you feel like, now we're going to go back to ground zero and they're going to start over again.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I understand. It's just, I could not imagine what it would feel like to have done that. Especially, and we talked about it on the Facebook. They gave, just like every time somebody goes to war, but they gave so much because they come back. Some gave the ultimate sacrifice, didn't come back.
Right.
Then you got others who came back. They've got some type of injury that they've going to stay with them for life.
Right.
Or they've got the mental part of it where they're still in battle.
Right.
Right.
Right. And then you have to look at the families. You know, we have two local ones that got killed in Afghanistan. And what are their parents? Or brothers and sisters.
Right.
So it's
got to be rough on them.
It's a tough road. It's a tough road, and it's an honorable, but it's a tough road.
Yep.
And so let's welcome home Afghanistan veterans. It's the theme of this year.
Yeah.
Although we are participating in honoring all veterans, Vietnam, and you even said there's a few World War II vets still around.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back,
because
there's some things that you guys do to help out vets. That go above and beyond. And we want to talk about that. More of the Best of Most Country continues on the Pig on a Wednesday morning. Yes, ma'am. We call it the Best of Most Country. That's Waylon and America.
Yes, sir.
On the Pig, and it's 1039 mypigradio.com. This would be local news time, but we've had the local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We're going to let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our good friend Greg Beck from the Vietnam Veterans 278 in Texarkana. And around the area, they're having the big Veterans Day parade on Saturday. And it's one of my favorite parades to go to. And well, recently, you know, it's been hard to find parades.
It has.
But it has always been one of my favorite ones to go to because of the just the military aspect of it and the chance to wave an American flag and and join it. I remember the time, and I'm sure you guys set it up, the time that you had that Desert Storm parade back in the early 90s or whatever.
91, right.
Yeah, and a big crowd came, and we walked down and had American flag. That was great.
Yeah.
But it gives you a chance to wave your American flag and be feel patriotic and love your country. And so it's going to be a great time on Saturday. But we wanted to talk a little bit. You were talking, we were talking earlier about the fact that, you know, you guys do stuff like helping some the veterans, especially if they get a little elderly or, you know, they can't get around very well. And you recently helped a World War II vet who is 97 years old.
Yeah. I love this.
We built a ramp for him. And, he's been going down the stairs on the walker. The day before they built the ramp, he fell off the stairs.
But and now he
hurt himself.
One. Yeah.
So he ended up going to the hospital, but he got out.
Right.
And that was one of those pride deals he didn't want to ask, but his daughter got hooked up, so we built it.
Oh, good.
It's kind of like, I can get down this.
Yeah.
I can do this.
But it's much easier to have the ramp, and, and for you guys, to that's what you guys do is things like that.
We have our wagons for veterans every year. March 12th is coming here. But, we raise funds. All those funds go to, you know, rent, medical bills, car repair.
Right. Anything they need help with.
Anything, ramps.
Yeah.
You know,
anything.
We're flexible.
Because, you know.
We do an application process, and it's pretty simple.
Yeah, and, you know, things that we might think, well, that's an everyday thing. Well, it might be a big hurdle.
It is sometimes.
Especially when you get on up there a little bit in age, and if you've got a little bit of a frailty going on or an injury or anything like that, what may be small to us is huge.
Yeah.
And so that helps out so much.
It does.
You asked him during the Facebook about people getting involved and helping.
Yeah, how can we help our veterans as we it's Veterans Day, so obviously we're thinking about how to help them. There's some programs that help them when they're in hospital and occupational therapy.
The VA has a stamp collection program.
Okay.
Stamp, baseball cards.
Right.
And we collect stamps and we send them to them. So, and I know stamps is kind of out of the thing of the past, but Christmas cards are coming up.
Oh, yeah, they are. Right.
So we're looking to collect stamps from everybody's Christmas cards. We'll send them to the VA.
Right.
And all these veterans will have something to do instead of
just sitting
there looking at the wall.
Yeah.
And it's okay, the stamps used and with, you know.
They won't use stamps.
Okay, just making sure.
Don't want those stamps.
Because I was like, should Mom send some from Canada? That'd be cool.
That'd
be good.
Get a Canadian stamp would be good.
Yeah, I'll have her send some cards down so they can have the postmark on them. Good. That'd be fun.
I mean, that's a lot. It does fill your mind in. It's a lot of fun. You know, stamp collecting, coin collecting, anything like that's fun.
Right.
Well, and it gets competitive.
I know.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does.
I know. My dad used to coin. Well, he did. He had a stamp and a coin thing, but he was in. He would try to find those unique coins.
Right.
It was a big mission to find the most unique coin he could find to put in the collection.
Right.
Coins are expensive now.
Right.
Coins. So.
Absolutely.
Stamps is easy.
True.
Now you've coming up after. After we get the Veterans Day Parade, after the get through the holiday season.
Right.
Get into
annual.
February, it's going to be time for the chili cook-off.
February
Nothing
18th,
says love.
We have a chili cook-off. That's the Texarkana Area Veterans Council.
Uh-huh.
And we use those funds to buy the van to haul the veterans to Shreveport.
Yes.
Yeah. So, get down to the VA hospital. Right?
Nothing says love like chili.
I love it. And then in March will be your annual wagons for veterans.
Right. So much coming up.
So we'll have to have Greg back
again
after the turn of the
we'll be in 2022, yeah.
Yeah, when we get to 2022. Greg Beck from the Vietnam Veterans 278. We've been talking about veterans things, how they help out, what they got coming up, and the parade, which we'll talk about again in a minute because we want you to be in the parade or a spectator.
Yes, please.
In the parade on Saturday. But right now, let's play our game today.
Okay, let's
And our
do
game
it.
Today is yes or BS, and I will tell you something. You decide whether it's true or whether it's made-up stuff.
All right.
Barbara Streisand stuff, as I call it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
We are.
Ready. He's ready.
All right. It is.
All right. Muppet creator Jim Henson made his original Kermit the Frog puppet. You know, that was green.
Right.
Out of his mother's green coat. Is that where he came up with the original Kermit puppet out of his mother's green coat? Is that yes or made up?
I'd say true.
Yep.
Greg says true, and Greg is right.
Greg, yeah.
It was absolutely, that is what he did on that very first one. All righty.
Okay.
Let's see. The most boys would say they'd rather grow up to be more like their mother than their father. Did most boys say that they'd rather grow up to be more like their mother than their father, or is that made up?
I'd say BS.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
And you are so correct. 79% of boys said they'd rather grow up to be like dad.
Okay.
And I can understand that. You would think, yeah, the daughters would want to be like mom. I mean, that's
probably
just
not.
More than 50% of us throw away junk mail without even opening it up. Is that yes or BS? 50% of us throw away junk mail and don't even look at it.
I'd say that's probably
true. I'm going to agree with Greg.
What'd you say?
We're agreeing. We're saying yes.
Oh, well, unfortunately.
Oh.
Only 20%. Now, I'm one of those that most of the time, I can look at it and go, that's
a scam.
Junk mail.
Yeah.
Or that's a scam, or that's silliness, and I don't open it. But
no. Okay.
We're in the minority.
Yes, we are.
All right, let's see.
They probably ask people in New York.
Now, I'm a weather
geek.
Geek or whatever.
Yep.
So I would know this, but you guys may have trouble with it.
All right.
You know, they used to call hurricanes, they used to name them after women.
Right.
And then a while back, they started doing both.
Right.
Most of the time, never mind. I'm not going to say that. Anyway, the first hurricane with a man's name, they called it a male name for the first time, was Hurricane Bob. Is that yes or BS? The first hurricane.
I say BS. That doesn't sound right.
All right.
I'm going to go with Greg.
Well, unfortunately.
Again.
We fiddled up.
In 1979, Hurricane Bob, which sounds like a kind of a weak hurricane.
Yeah.
It was the first one to be called that. And one more.
All right.
The Twist. The song The Twist by Chubby Checker is the only song in the rock era to ever hit number one twice. It hit number one twice.
It seemed like there was another one.
That's what I thought.
Oh, he thought. So we're going to say BS.
Yeah.
BS. That's what I thought. I thought there was too. So, you know, I'm calling BS on the BS.
Yeah, we need to fact check.
Because I think there's at least one other that hit twice.
Has to have.
Well, I know the Lion Sleeps Tonight come out too.
Yeah, that's right. It did. I remember when it came out the second time.
Right.
I don't know, but.
Yeah. There were several songs, I don't know about that. But y'all did pretty good.
Thank you.
On the answer BS.
We got some right.
You did get some of them right.
That's surprising.
You started out getting them right, so that's good.
Yeah, we were on the path.
All right, Greg. 11 a.m. downtown Texarkana on Saturday.
Yes,
Saturday.
Just only Saturday.
Saturday the 13th, 11 a.m. Either be a spectator or be in the parade.
Yes, please.
You're going to have all kinds of floats and schools and churches and organizations and bands. And you can be in the parade as well. If they want to be in the parade and have a certain spot or number or whatever, they can call you.
Right.
Your number is?
903-556-1613.
If you wake up sometime between now and Saturday and decide, I think I want to be in the parade.
Let's do this.
Just show up on Saturday. He'll put you in.
Right.
And be a spectator.
Please.
You know, come out, wave your American flag. You're going to have somebody that's going to be handing out flags.
Bring the kids.
Giving away 700 flags.
Oh, perfect.
And he wants to get rid of all of them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So enjoy the parade. And bring your kids and grandkids and show your patriotism. Let's honor all vets. And, of course, this year they are focusing a lot on the Afghanistan vets, understandably so.
Welcome home.
But let's honor all vets by coming. So it's going to be a great weather day for it. So thanks for coming in, Greg.
Thank you for having me.
Always good to have you. We're going to always be willing to support our veterans. That's for sure.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.